minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And thanks for joining me as you are listening to PDGA Radio for the week of June 23rd, 2008. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and on this week's program are the results from the National Tour's latest stop in California for the Golden State Classic, where a couple of reigning world champions picked up wins, but both of them and everyone else got outplayed by someone in the Masters division who could be playing Grandmasters. All the details coming up shortly. Also this week is a preview of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships, now about 6 weeks away, and approaching a record number for players for the week-long festivities in Michigan. We'll talk with Assistant Tournament Director Kevin Dowd on the preparations for the event. I'll also talk with Brad Janilla, who just returned from his trip to Japan as he played in the 2008 Japan Open. He'll talk 150 class discs and the overall experience of playing in the Japan Open. Also, a quick look at the latest update for the players' ratings, along with your disc golf news and tournament results from across the disc golf world. It's on this week's edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by Innova, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store at pdgastore.com, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
The National Tour's next stop was this past weekend in La Mirada, California, as most of the touring pros came back from Japan to play in the field of 117 players for the Golden State Classic. After three rounds in the grueling California sun and heat, it was the reigning men's world champion Nate Doss edging out fellow Californian Steve Rico by one throw for the win, as Rico just missed an eagle attempt on the 18th hole, which would have forced a playoff. Eric McCabe finished in third place, four throws off the lead, followed by Josh Anthon in fourth, and Phil Brathwaite rounding out the top five for the men. Another reigning world champion gets the win in the women's division as Valerie Jenkins cruises to an 11-throw win over Liz Lopez. Carrie Berlegar was another 12 throws back in third place. And even with those stories going on, the real news of the weekend could have been out of the Masters division, as Steve Weiskopf plays 32 under golf for the three rounds, including a course record 55 during the final round. He finishes with a score four throws better than Nate Doss, but he takes $1,000 less for his efforts. Mark Kalica takes second place in the Masters division. His score would have been good enough for fifth place in the Open Men's. Robbie Wilson, Rory Self, and Jay Burghardt round out the top five in Masters. Tom Klickner wins the Grandmasters. Philip Ganchert gets the title in Senior Grandmasters. And Suzette Simons won the Master Women's Division. On a side note, David Feldberg, the world's number one ranked player, withdrew early after apparently experiencing swelling in his knee. And it looks like the five U.S. DGC spots up for grabs were claimed by Jose Alcala, Christian Dietrich, and Carlo Pelg, along with Mark Calicutt and Robbie Wilson, coming from the Masters division. Elsewhere, the Summer Solstice A-Tier in Alabama was won by Matt Oram over Johnny McRae. Jennifer Allen won the women's division. Tim Keith tore up the Masters division. Jason Brazel wins in advanced, and Kevin Peterson dominates the intermediate field to win by 11. At the Idaho Masters, Steve Lloyd wins the open division at 28 under. Meanwhile, the advanced field saw some more red-hot play as well, with Joshua West throwing 25 under on the weekend. He wins by 8. In Colorado, Mike Randolph wins by 6 over Mike Gomez and Kevin Metzlar to win the Snowmass Open. Chris Sprague gets a win in Iowa. John Fowler wins in Mississippi. Tim Barr wins in Tennessee with a USDGC spot up for grabs. Kevin McCoy wins stop number 4 on the Georgia Super 6 Series. Tyler Horn beats some big-time players to win in Columbus, Ohio. Jeb Bryant wins in North Carolina. Miles Seaborn gets a win in Texas. And last but not least, the A-tier in Michigan, known as the Discraft Great Lakes Open. There it's Alan Chack winning by 3 over Justin Bunnell, followed by Jeff Bennett and Kim Scott Wood. Angela Chick-Fry wins the women's division over Elaine King. Kirk Hagedon wins in Masters, and Tate Handy beats Jamie Mosier in a playoff to win the advanced division. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com. Roar!
Talking with Brad Janilla. He's a pro disc golfer out of Minnesota. He took the trip over to the Japan Open last weekend. Tell us a little bit about the trip, how it was to travel over there, play new courses in a new whole different style, and how the Japanese players treated you.
Oh, man, it was the time of my life. From the second I stepped off the plane, I was treated like a true professional. The Japanese hospitality is second to none. I mean, they were, you know, there at 12:30 at night, you know, greeting us and taking our bags and getting us ready. So it was really, truly a disc golf experience that I think everyone should do at least once in their life.
Now, how did the course compare to the courses most U.S. players are used to, distance-wise, open fairways, the grass? How is it all?
Well, yeah, we did play on a ball golf course, Robert Trent Jones Jr. design, so obviously it was beautiful just walking around and being able to play disc golf on, you know, that piece of property. But yeah, it was, for the most part, wide open. Lots of OB bunkers and fairways and greens, so there was trouble to be had. If you look at my score and a couple others, triple-digit scores were definitely easy to do if you got 15, 20 OB strokes throughout the week. There was a lot of spectators out Sunday. I think they had a camera crew of about 7 to 8 people. Lots of players that played in the event were out there with cameras, you know, taking video and whatnot. So it was great to see, and can't wait for 2010. I'm sure it'll be even bigger and better.
All right. Well, Brad, thanks for joining us briefly today on PDGA Radio and sharing your trip over to Japan. And it's just basically disc golf as you know it, but in a different country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And once again, if you have the ability to make the trip, I highly suggest that you do.
Now Brad will give us this week's 60-second clinic about the differences in throwing the 150-class golf discs during the Japan Open.
Basically, 150-class discs, they're lighter weight than we usually throw. Most molds will flip a little bit more, meaning they'll go to the right for a right-handed, backhanded throw. And it just takes a little bit smoother run-up, kind of slow down your tempo a little bit, and get the nose angle adjusted. That's basically the same flight, just a slower release. I was getting right around the same distance. I'm not too long of a thrower, but I would say I was getting them out to 425 or so.
And he describes how putting was the most difficult aspect for him to pick up while having to use the 150-class discs.
Yeah, I'd say that was the biggest adjustment that I had to make. I practiced for a couple weeks before the event with exclusively 150 class discs. And the putters, it was just really tough to get them from turning over, getting them to get the, you know, right angle and just the distance. So actually, when I was at the event, I was putting with rocks and mid-ranges for the most part.
Again, that was Brad Janilla, PDGA number 22944 from Minnetonka, Minnesota, providing this week's 60-second clinic and telling us about his recent trip overseas to play in the Japan Open.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
The midsummer update for the PDGA player ratings was released early this week. It shows David Feldberg breaking the tie he had with Ken Climo as the top-rated disc golfer in the world. He increases 4 points to a 1039 rating, with the champ in second at 1035. Steve Rico gains 2 points. He now sits at 1032 in third place. He's followed by North Dakota's Daryl Nodland, who doesn't play many tournaments, but when he does, he seems to win it. He jumps up 10 points, now at 1031, and the fourth highest rated player in the world. John E. McRae rounds out the top five, just 1 point behind, at a 1030 rating. On the women's side, Des Redding remains the highest rated female with a 965, 4 points ahead of Angela Chick-Fry, with Valerie Jenkins in third at a 959. And for those interested, it's Brittany Blair of Clearwater, Florida, the highest rated amateur woman. She's in at a 925, and the amateur men shows Kentucky's Marcus Estenfelder coming in with a 1004 rating behind some strong play in just two tournaments. And time for another reminder to any and all PDGA members who have not yet voted in this year's election, or know someone who may not have voted either. You only have until July 31st, a little more than a month, to cast your ballot to elect the candidates to fill three board of director positions and dozens of coordinator spots. So check your email or contact the PDGA office to get more information.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
All right, PDGA Radio being joined this week by Kevin Dowd. He's the assistant tournament director for this year's Pro and Am Worlds taking place in Michigan. Kevin, thanks for joining us. I know you're hard at work today. How are preparations going for this year's Worlds?
Oh, they're going great. We had a nice day out at our newest course, Fort Custer. That was a lot of fun. Cut down some trees, set the fairways up perfect for me playing, but unfortunately I'm not going to be able to participate. Other than that, preparations are going very well. All of our courses are falling into order, and I'm sure the PDGA and Dave Gentry are happy with the ongoings that have been taking place, and you know, we're excited to bring the world to Kalamazoo and Battle Creek.
Now, how many courses in total are the players going to be on? You're going to have a lot of players, so does that sort of depend on how many courses you play?
It depends somewhat on the amount of players that we have. We have the pools and the tentative schedule pretty much set up, and we're expecting, you know, most of the pools to fill, and the ones that we can't will fill in extra spots. But as far as the core schedule of the pools that are going to fill being open, and the amateurs and masters and the am masters and, you know, the larger divisions, we've pretty much got those guys settled out on what they're playing each day. So everything's coming along very well as far as the schedule goes.
Now, you've already got, I think I checked this morning, there were 400 amateurs, more than 400, and over 150 pros. Are you going to put a cap as to how many players can get out there, or how is that going to all work?
The cap that we have expected it would be 1,098, and that would be foursomes on every course. But, of course, not all divisions will fill. So we will start capping some divisions as the start of the tournament draws near.
All right, so we'll make sure to pass that information along when stuff starts getting close like that. Another interesting thing about Worlds is always the side events all weekend long. You've got the mini golf, the putting contest. Tell us a little bit about those and where you can sign up for those.
The putting contest is going to be awesome this year. We're planning on doing a horseshoe-type chains event where players will stand about 33 feet away from the basket and take two shots, and then their score will be tallied from there. That information can be found on a news blog on the Disc Golf World 2008 website. We're also very excited to have the mini golf and most of our side events taking place at Timber Ridge, which is going to be one of our premier venues this year.
All right, and you can find all that information. It's 2008discgolfworlds.com. Also, registration at pdgasignup.com. A lot of information there. And you're being presented this year by a local brewery. Can you tell us a little bit about them and how they're helping you out?
Oh, Bell's has been awesome with Disc Golf and their participation and sponsorship for about 10 years now. And we were very excited to have them jump on board with our presenting sponsor title. And it looks like they're probably one of the biggest outside of Disc Golf venues that have brought that amount of money to Disc Golf this year. And they've always been a big supporter, and they look forward to working with us and anything they can do. And we're really, really happy to have one of the great microbreweries aboard.
And you've also got another fundraiser. It went well last year with the Amateur Worlds in Milwaukee, but you're raffling off a set of 18 baskets with some unique collector discs.
Oh yeah, the DGA sponsorship is great. They're doing the Sparkle Rogues again this year, and you get powder-coated orange, over-on orange baskets this year as your 18 baskets that you win. And it's just an excellent program that DGA has run for us, and the sales have been going very well. And we're really excited to have them participate with us this year as well.
And those discs are through Gotta Go, Gotta Throw, right?
Gotta Go, Gotta Throw is our primary merchandise sponsor. They have a ton of stuff, a ton of new stuff up on their site. If you can check out GottaGoGottaThrow.com for all your Worlds merchandise, they have a ton of Worlds.
Now, as far as lodging goes for those 1,100 players, is that all going to be okay? Are you going to run out of hotels? The Kalamazoo, Battle Creek area, big metro, but it's no Chicago or anything.
No, it's no Chicago, but we have plenty of hotels that will fit everybody's needs. We have everything from the small hotels to the larger, more expensive type hotels. All right, we have two host hotels. One of them is in Kalamazoo, which is the Holiday Inn West. And then we also have a host hotel, which is the Comfort Inn out in Battle Creek. And other than that, we have, besides what the hotels that you can find on our website. We also have hotels in the area that aren't specifically listed in the website. So any smart, thrifty disc golfer, like most of them are, will shop around and Google Kalamazoo World's Hotels or Kalamazoo Hotels and find something really close to the host.
And what kind of weather should the players be expecting there in Michigan in early August? I'm assuming lots of bug spray is going to be needed.
Bug spray will definitely be needed, but we live in Michigan, and the Worlds are going to be in Michigan this year, so you never know what the weather is going to be like. Most likely, it will be nice and warm, and shorts and t-shirts will be in order, but you never know. You're going to have to and want to pack a sweatshirt because it is Michigan, and it does get cold in at night. It hopefully won't rain all weekend, but it's supposed to be the dog days of summer here in Michigan, so we hope to have nice, warm, comfortable 70, 80 degree weather.
All right. Again, we're talking with Kevin Dowd, the assistant tournament director for the 2008 Pro and Am Worlds in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. Takes a lot of people to put on an event like that, a lot of sponsors. Give a thanks to your sponsors and also some of the key volunteers helping put together what's hopefully going to be a great tournament.
Yeah, we really expect a great tournament this year. We have an awesome core staff. It's founded by Larry LeBond, a great disc golfer in the area and a great contributor to the sport. He's heading up the team, and then there's myself and Chad Ford, who's our business manager. We have a great sponsorship team. We have Mark Stubbs and Sean McKenzie working their butts off. And we also have Laura Ford, our awesome volunteer coordinator, taking care of any volunteer opportunities. And if people can't participate and can't come out and play, we would love to have volunteers. You can find that stuff on our website on the volunteer page. But some of our sponsors that we definitely want to give thanks to, of course, is Bell's Brewing Incorporated, our presenting sponsor. And we also have Starlight Star Bright, which is an awesome children's foundation. They take care to bring fun things for sick children to take care of and do while they're in their hospital stay. One of our major contributors, of course, is the Professional Disc Golf Association. Then we have Gotta Go, Gotta Throw, which has done an awesome job with merchandise. Some of our platinum sponsors are the DGA, which have just been awesome with their Sparkle Rogue program. Discraft has shown a lot of support, provided us with baskets and supply pads that we needed. Innova has been great. We're really happy with their rock program that they've done. Huck Lab is coming through really big. Gateway Sports is sponsoring a course and taking care of business as usual. Millennium is doing an upstanding job. Then we have a couple of local sponsors such as Lee's Adventure Sports here in Kalamazoo, which sells discs and has a bunch of outdoor gear, which is awesome. I Play Disc Golf is a great sponsor. We also have Disc Golf Michigan, which has provided all of the pictures for the website. We have Jaybird Disc, which is an awesome dye job here in Michigan. The Kalamazoo Air Zoo and Little Flyer has done upstanding jobs so far. We're looking to add to the sponsor list every day. So if you have any questions, check out our website. If you'd like to sponsor some, check out our website. Talk to Sean or Mark, and they'll take great care of you.
All right. It's Kevin Dowd, Assistant Tournament Director for the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. And actually, a quick reminder to sign up. It's pdgasignup.com or 2008 Disc Golf Worlds. And you've actually got a news blog going on that website, don't you?
Yeah, we try to update the website at least once a week to make sure everybody's on top of some of the interesting things that are happening. We have the Kalamazoo Kings that have signed on, and Friday night we're going to have a great free baseball game that everybody can get into, and then there's going to be raffle for free airline tickets anywhere in the continental U.S. That'll be awesome using some Discraft Premi discs.
All right, it should be the biggest disc golf tournament ever in the world, the 2008 World Championships. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Hey, we're excited to have everybody here, and we look forward to seeing you in August.
Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email pdgaradio@pdga.com.
There's a couple dozen PDGA sanctioned events on the calendar for this upcoming weekend of June 28th and 29th, including two A-tiers with the Fort Steilacoom Open in Lakewood, Washington, and the Shoals Bicycle Center Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open in Pennsylvania. Also, the Canadian National Doubles Championships are just south of London, Ontario, and the Golden Hills Open is in Virginia. The Tally Open is in Helsinki, Finland. The Montrose Open is in Colorado. The Quarry Park Open back across the seas in the United Kingdom. And also the Open du Strasbourg is in France. Sydney Open is in Australia. The Oski Challenge is in Iowa. The 8th Annual Tar Heel Tournament invades Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And there's also a couple events in Minnesota and Texas. Three of them in Michigan. Also some in Alabama, South Carolina, California, Arkansas, and Illinois. Results from those events along with your disc golf news coming your way again next week right here on PDGA Radio. It's available at pdgaradio.com and also on iTunes and most other podcasting services. Until next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Thanks for joining me. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.